Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. So, good morning. I did make one, and I didn't get a chance to upload it. I will upload it today, but I wanted to come on this morning. And I want to say we made it to Friday, first Friday of September. It is an amazing day. You start your morning, everything is amazing. Yesterday, the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, died. And, you know, it's really sad that people celebrate death in a negative way. I mean, most of the people that I saw bashing this lady, talking about how her ruling was, saying that she was racist, they never met the lady. They've probably never even been to England. You know, some of y'all don't even have a passport. You gotta go to the health department and get a birth certificate just to get on a cruise. But you had the audacity to actually make fun of a person because they passed away. So last night in our book club, we was talking, and it's a lot of people that are traveling through life off of trauma that they experienced in life. You've become an adult and you still don't know how to let go of past things that you've experienced or have not experienced, but have been subjected to knowing about. A lot of you cling on to what's trending or what you think you see other people do or say. You need to be in that realm also. You don't have any forward of just doing things yourself, like finding your own path, being happy with your own self, loving you, living on your terms. Stop trying to be a part of a circle that's wicked and evil, or trying to think that wicked and evil is what's going to get you through life. It's not. We as women, we struggle so much. We struggle so much as women just living. And you know why we struggle? Because other women, they don't know how to celebrate each other. You're going to find a reason to tear a person down. You're going to find a reason to be negative about somebody else because they're doing something that you're not doing. Or they've achieved something that you haven't achieved in life. Or they're living on their own terms and somebody has something to say. One of my Masonic brothers put up something the other day and I shared it because it's the truth. If I live with my parents because I'm saving my money, you got a problem with it. If I live in an apartment and don't live in a house, you have a problem with it. One second.
You guys. Welcome to Wendy's. Unfortunately, right now, I'm unable to take any orders because all of our machines are not working.
Okay. So you are un... I don't know. You have so much, so many of you are so opinionated on other people that is really, really sad. Like, if I live with my parents, why does it bother you? Do we ask you to pay a bill? No. Do we ask you to come visit us or come do something for us? No. So why is it a problem for you? See, I feel like when it becomes a problem for somebody else, it's two or three things. One, jealousy, complete jealousy. Two, a evil spirit is in you. And three, it's just something you don't have enough in life to celebrate. So you cling on to anything. Your life is so messed up that you don't have anything to celebrate to keep you occupied. So you're constantly worrying about what other people are doing. He said in that post, he said, if I rent a house and don't buy a house, then people got something to say because I'm renting versus buying. See, a lot of people don't want to buy a house. Everybody on that trend of home ownership, buy a house. You need to buy a house. If you don't buy a house, you know, the equity in the house. But that's not always true. See, there's a lot of things that come with it. You never own that house because you're going to always pay property taxes. So you don't own it because if you miss your property taxes, now the county or the state that you live in own that home. Not only that, somebody else can buy it and all your years of living there is gone because you wasn't paying your property taxes. Then you got homeowner's insurance, and then you have also home warranty. Most people don't even have a home warranty. So now if your AC go out, you got to come out of thousands of dollars. If your plumbing mess up, you got to come out of thousands of dollars. See, you never outright own anything. So some people revert to, if I rent, I have this luxury. So if I find a luxury apartment that I really love, it got everything, all the bells and whistles and everything that I like, I got a pool that I don't have to keep the maintenance up on. I got probably a gym at the apartment. I don't have to worry about gym membership. I probably have a clubhouse that I could utilize if I want to have a birthday party or something. Pay a fraction, if anything, of what I would pay if I had to go out and rent a place. See, it's a lot of things that we don't look at that have perks and means to other people. But because people are so busy trying to find something to downplay another person's lifestyle, we get too wrapped up in that. We need to uplift each other. We need to encourage each other. We need to celebrate and applaud each other instead of trying to tear everybody down. Yeah, she might live in the projects, but you don't know her condition. You don't know what she's experienced in life. You don't know, maybe she's in the projects because something happened and maybe she got a disability now. You don't know her true story of what she's going through and why she's in this situation. But you will look at it and be like, oh, she 30 years old and she in the projects. Or she 30 years old and look at the apartments she live in. Those aren't luxury apartments. Well, everybody don't want to pay that much money for rent. That's their business. It's their problem, their business. Whatever they got, that's on them. Why are you so dedicated to trying to find fault in the way another woman is living? She's not asking anybody for anything. She's not bothering anybody. She's in her dwelling, enjoying her life and living on. I recall when I moved in my very first apartments. They weren't the best apartments, but I moved where I could afford. And my coworkers, they moved in these other apartments. Well, one ended up going back to her mother because she could not afford the rent that she had because her boyfriend left her. And the other one, she did good. She stayed where she was. And then I did good. But our apartments got condemned. Nothing was wrong with my building, but a couple of other buildings were really bad. So they condemned the whole apartments. And then I ended up moving. They brought people out to talk to you. I moved into some more apartments that was a little nicer. They were brand new, actually, where I moved at. And then next thing you know, many people don't know, I ended up and I got assistance. But I only had assistance for 6 months. And my caseworker that I had at the time, she's on my Facebook page. When I called them and said, I no longer need y'all help because I'm buying my house, she was like, what? You turning in this voucher? I was like, yes, because I'm buying a house. Well, we never have people that do that. They stay on here and we just have to wait till something happens and we can get an opening. I said, well, this is meant to help you as a stepping stone to get you where you were. I qualified to buy a house. So now I'm moving and here's my voucher back and I'm leaving. Well, I ended up having to talk to the head person down at the county and some other people, and they took pictures and they wrote a story and the whole nine yards. You know why? Because I was one of the ones who used the program just for what it was. I'm not knocking anybody that still has it, that uses it, that does whatever, but I only needed it to get a step ahead. See, we don't look at stuff like that. I worked a normal job back then. I was working at the hospital. I wasn't making a ton of money. I left the hospital and I had just started working for the fire department. Well, lo and behold, the fire department was not paying me a whole lot of money. But it paid me a nice amount that I qualified to buy a house. So I brought my first house. But I could have stayed on the system and let them pay, what were they paying? $200, and I was paying the remainder of my, at the time, the house I was renting. I paid $8, they paid $2. And, but what purpose is that? I didn't need that. I just needed a little bit of effort and push. Because, see, they offer classes to help you, to get you to another level. One of the classes they offer is home ownership. So I took the class, I went to the seminar, I did everything they needed, my credit was good, I wasn't worried about credit, and I got out. But a lot of people don't get out, and you know why they don't get out? Because they get comfortable. I don't want to be comfortable, I want to be comfortable, but I don't want to be comfortable under somebody else's terms. I want to be comfortable under my own terms. And a lot of us do not understand that, and we don't. For the sake of me, I do not understand why any woman feels the need that they have to sit back and tear other women down. What's even worse is, it's mainly, I'm not saying white people don't do it or Asian people don't do it or Italian people or Jewish people or whomever don't do it. But I'm talking to the black community, the African American, the black community. You guys are so rough on each other. It's that crab in the barrel, I'm still on the plantation mindset. You're trying to figure out a way to destroy this person because you feel like it's going to get you ahead. It's not going to get you ahead. Because every time you taking every ounce of energy that you put in to bring that person down, you're losing time in your own life. You prolonging, you delaying your progress and your success in life. You know why? Because you're too focused on the negative of somebody else or the negative of bringing somebody else down. You don't have that joy and that happiness or that commitment to help another person because you've never been helped. Because you don't know. Because your family or whomever did not show you the proper way to treat others or to love people. You're too busy trying to find fault in everything another black woman is doing versus finding your own peace, finding your own happiness. You guys get on there and you're on the black Twitter this week, you know, yesterday and probably still now, and it's laughter and the videos and the memes and stuff of the wicked leader of England. She led England for 70 years. She had an interview on Tuesday. On Wednesday, they told her that she needed to take bed rest. And on Thursday, she was dead. That can happen to any of us. You might be the next person that go through that. Today, you laughing. Yesterday, you laughing. Today, you got to be in the bed because you sick. And tomorrow, you could be dead. See, we don't celebrate the right things. We need to celebrate life. To rule a country for 70 years is a lot. When she went to the Bahamas, they welcomed her with open arms and she celebrated with them. She didn't go over there and whip them with whips. She didn't go over there and do this to them. Some of y'all whip each other with whips, with your tongue and the way that you carry on. You get on social media, you fighting, you bullying, you doing all this stupid stuff to other women. But you talk negative about the queen and her leadership? It don't make any sense. You talk negative about somebody that's doing right in the community because it's not you or because you don't know how that person maneuvers and can do the things that they do. Well, the reason why they could do what they do is because they focus on what they want to do. They're not focused on what Lisa is doing over here or what Tiffany's doing over here. They're focusing on what they feel like they can contribute, what they feel like they have as a strength. Most of y'all don't even understand that. Y'all don't understand that life is so beautiful, but it's so short. You could be sitting and talking to somebody, and the next minute you could be leaning over dead. Or you could be leaning over, or you could take ill and go through hell through your death. We don't realize that the suffering some people go through, it could last longer. I remember my grandparents telling me, when a person dies, a lot of times they don't die right away because they got to repent their sins, and sometimes they suffer. And I remember somebody, and he molested his daughter, and she birthed a child with him. When I met the man at the hospital, the man was a healthier looking man. Not saying he was, you know, in health, because he was dying with cancer. Within weeks, every day you'd see this man deteriorating, slowly dying. Not a quick, he dead the next minute. I mean, literally a slow, slow, slow death. And I'm like, wow, why he dying like this? Like, you couldn't see his head. If he didn't have his head from under the cover, you didn't know he was in the bed. He went from being a healthier man to barely bones and skins only. The rotten smell was there. See, you got to go through what you've been through. You got to suffer. That rotten smell probably was because it was his body. We're going to take you through and show you the journey of all the wrong that you've done to your daughter, to your kids. Because he didn't just molest his daughters, he molested his sons too. See, we don't understand that life can throw a rock at us and take us through the journey of suffering because we wanted so many other people to suffer. One thing I will say, my father, he wasn't the perfect father. As in not doing things wrong. My daddy believed in just living. And he took good care of his kids. And he was perfect for us. But his lifestyle wasn't the perfect lifestyle. So I shouldn't say he wasn't the perfect father. He was the perfect father. But far as a law-abiding citizen, he wasn't. And that's the role he chose. That's the journey he chose. But when my father died, my father was fine. We was talking that morning on my birthday last year, September the 2nd. 5 hours later, my father took his heart took his last pump. In that instance, he was gone. When we was talking, he was laughing. I said, "Daddy, you okay?" He said, "Yeah, baby, daddy, all right." I say, "You know what the day is?" He said, "Yeah, my baby, 48 today." I said, "Okay, I'm just making sure you remember." And, you know, we laughed and we joked. He said, "Your dad ain't crazy now. I know a lot of stuff." And we laughed and we joked like we always do. 5 hours later, his heart stopped. But a lot of you are not going to experience death like that. Same thing with my grandmother. Same thing with my grandfather. Same thing with you know, a lot of people that I know, but I know people who have suffered in their death. Their death has prolonged and taken them through a journey. The afterlife came and it visited them to show them these are all the things that you have done. And people don't realize when you tearing down another woman or when you trying to find a reason to discredit this woman, just get from around them. It's so many people in this world. You so focused on a small person. You so focused on one person. You know, like when Oprah was, you know, everybody wanted to be Oprah. She had her haters. They didn't like her because they didn't understand. How did she go from a news reporter to being one of the richest women in the world to being the richest woman in the world at one point? And people didn't understand that. And people criticized her. And they talked about her and they had things to say and it was harsh. Same thing with any famous person. You guys will get on social media, you will share fights. You get on there and you start fighting with other people. Somebody can say something to somebody and it triggers you. Why is it triggering you? Do you not have anything to do with your own self? If I'm talking to Lisa and you come on there and you got a problem with me talking to Lisa, what is missing in your life that you're watching Lisa that hard? If me and Lisa having a general conversation and laughing and enjoying stuff, but you get pissed off and you get angry about it because we're laughing and having fun on social media, what is missing in your life that you're so tactic to, you're so attached to Lisa and her page that you got a problem with it? That you sitting there like the man off of the movie Belly eating a banana. I don't like this. You know, it's really sad that we would treat each other so harsh and so wrong. There's so much in life to celebrate and to be happy about. And some of y'all are just stuck on the wrong things. You're stuck on worrying about somebody else's life, somebody else's success, somebody else's maneuver through life, somebody else's happiness. We go digging for stuff. We sit and we look for stuff and we got to try to find something to try to attack that person with because it just irks my skin that she's happy and that she's having fun in life and that she's enjoying life. But all along, you just lost a whole period of your own life. Black women are so critical of each other, of self, of others, that it makes no sense. She go get her, you know, and it's the men too. Oh, that bitch went and got her body done. But this is what y'all wanted women to do. Now that they've gotten accustomed and they doing it and all of this, now y'all got something to say. They go too far because y'all don't lift them up. You don't tell them they're beautiful. If she don't have no ass, you got a problem with her not having a butt. So now you got to say something with it. And now she feels her self-esteem is torn down, so she go get her butt done. Or because she is not living how you want her to live, you got a problem with it. But why? Why do you have a problem with somebody else's happiness? Why is it that somebody else can be happy? They got a passport, they got money, they go and they get whatever done. Y'all make up lies about them. You start this whole, I wish they never would have released this PPP stuff. I really do. Because some of y'all get so stuck on this PPP loan and this PPP money. Y'all was getting this money and didn't even need the money. Now you trying to wonder why everything going crazy for you right now. You didn't need to get that money. So why you went after? I threw away about $10,000 in supplies and merchandise. Because when I caught COVID, I was in the warehouse. I can't sell that tea to anybody. So I threw it all away and I had to buy everything all over again. I could have easily applied for a PPP loan. I did not need it. That money was for people who really needed it and that was really struggling. But a lot of people ran out and they went and they got this PPP loan and they made up these fake businesses and they did all kind of crazy stuff which made no sense. So now I'm looking like, why did you go and get a PPP loan? We went and started an LLC so you could get a PPP loan. You don't even understand what you started. You just did something because they said the government is giving away free money. Greed is horrible in society. It's horrible in our community as African American black people. You know why? Because we always feel like we got to take. And you sit and you say, well, I have to take this because my ancestors, they didn't give us our 40 acres and a mule. Well, some of y'all don't even understand what 40 acres and a mule is. It wasn't even a part of that community that was promised that. You don't even understand that some of those people received it. But it was a lot of things that happened during that time. And one thing was they introduced property tax. Some of the people had the money to pay the property taxes. They worked on their farms. They did whatever they did, had to do to get the funding to pay the taxes. But then there was some that didn't, and they lost their property. The mules was used to transport them from slavery to where they was living to their new property, to move their stuff on the mules. See, y'all don't do research. You just hear a word and you hear something and you think that that's what we're supposed to have. Ain't none of y'all want no damn mule. And I know this for a fact. Which one of y'all gonna care for a mule in your yard? None of y'all. You in an apartment. You can't take a mule to an apartment. Where you gonna keep it at? This ain't no dog. This ain't no cat. This ain't no puppy. A bird, a fish, or any of that. You're talking about a whole damn mule. What are you gonna transport on this mule? Are you gonna walk beside this mule to take your stuff, to make yourself go to work? Is this mule gonna take you to work every day? What benefit do you need from a mule? And then, okay, let's talk about this 40 acres. Y'all say, well, we want our 40 acres in a mule. We want our 40 acres in a mule. 40 acres went to your ancestors if you were a part of that tribe, that community. Most of y'all don't even know if you was related. Most of y'all don't even realize where it was, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia area. So y'all don't even understand that, but you're still yelling you want your 40 acres and a mule, but you don't have no ties to the slaves that was along that shore. So now here, the 40 acres, just say you had ancestors that was tied to that. That ancestor died and it went to the next person. The next person, they live and maybe they held on to it. And they paid the taxes and they built the family house on there, rebuilt the house or whatever. All right, then they die. Now here we get into, you know, around our age bracket, our parents and our parents and their siblings. They get this. Oldest son get the property. Somebody say, well, we'll buy that property from you for $300,000. All right, let's sell it. So they sell it. There go your 40 acres right there. They gone. They done sold it. Because they didn't want to keep the tradition going. So they sell it. They sell it to the man because the man came to them and offered them some money. So you want your 40 acres and a mule, you got to go talk to your uncle and find out why he sold the property. Why didn't he keep the property in the family? Talk to your auntie and ask her, why did you sell the family property? Why was it so important for you to sell the property when this was given to the great-great-great or the great-great-grandparents? Why did you sell it? What happened to the money? See, we don't think like that. We too busy still yelling, I want 40 acres and a mule. Well, you ain't gonna get it because it was already given out. So now what you want? See, the Native Americans, they said, well, we want our kids to go to college for free. And guess what? The kids going to college for free. While we as African Americans, we in debt. Our kids go to college and they come out with college bills over their head. Some of the Native Americans go and they come out and they don't have any debt because they didn't have to pay. We too hung up on the wrong things because we feel like whatever we say is right, but we don't do the research and the due diligence to make sure things are right and what they should be. That's why we hate on each other. That's why so many of y'all have so much animosity and hate towards each other. When we was working with our coach the other night and she was talking, she said, y'all are too busy trying to buy flashy stuff. And she was speaking to me too, because I do buy a lot of flashy stuff. But one thing she said, it's all right to buy stuff that costs a lot. It's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. So now I felt all right. Just don't be flashy with it. I'm not flashy with anything that I have. That's one thing I'm not. I'm never flashy. You know why I'm not flashy? Because I don't want to be robbed and killed. See, the trend became people getting on social media and they showing these images of I made this amount of money, or they on there bragging about the amount of money they made and this and that. We are in a world right now, people will rob and kill you based off of the lies that you're telling on social media. Because, see, they're going to kill you because they're going to find out you was just lying when you said you had all this stuff. It became a trend. And I see some people now and I laugh at it. Y'all was on there and y'all was saying, come take my class so I could show you how I quit my six-figure job. And I made X amount of dollars in 3 days or 5 days or 30 days or whatever. So y'all ran over there and y'all paid them $67. $47. You know, that seven was always on the end. You ran over there, you paid that, then you come out and you like, well, I really still don't know, but she got another program she offering. That's $9.97. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pay this $9.97. Because I'm going to learn how to make this money like she said she learned. Like she did when she quit her job. They was telling y'all to go out and quit your job. And guess what? Most of them went back to work. They didn't tell y'all, but they went back to work. You know why they went back to work? Because y'all stopped buying those $67 and $97 programs. So now I got to go back to work because I don't have the income to live and to survive. Some of them was telling y'all, oh, I don't work. I work for myself only. But at a certain time every day, you in the car because you on your lunch break. You didn't figure that out because you was buying the hype. I brought the hype myself. But I didn't down that female. I just moved away and moved on and did my own thing. They was telling you to go out and quit your job, but you weren't thinking, I got kids at home. How am I going to get the medical attention? How am I make sure they taken care of? One lady I remember, she would always preach that you needed to quit your job. Quit your job, do your own business. But she didn't tell you how to do an exit plan. Because in your exit plan, you got to talk about, you got to sit down and you got to figure out. You a female. We have breast cancer, ovarian cancer. All of these things run through females. We have female history, got to get a hysterectomy because of some issue or whatever. A hospital bill for those, because you don't go home like the same day. You might stay a day or two. $100,000 or better just for the hospital bill. Then you got to talk about your well care and care for yourself. So this lady would always tell people they needed to quit their job. So these people would quit their job and follow her instructions. But when she passed away, they was collecting money to help for her kids. So what happened to the millions that you said you had? What happened to the millions that you said you was making? Because you busy trying to go buy a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or this Mercedes truck or this Mercedes car or this, you know, luxury thing that depreciates. It depreciates when you drive off of the lot. You start losing value because, see, a Bentley and a Rolls Royce isn't meant to be driven every day. These are cars that hold a value with the less miles that's on it. But some of y'all, that's your only means of transportation. Because you use your all just to get this car for what? You're going into debt, not only in your personal credit, but in your business credit. You piling up debt and debt and debt and debt because you want to keep into society. You got to do this social society and all of this. Well, if anything, you should just hire a car to pick you up if you got it like that. You got a driver that comes and pick you up. You got to drive a service that come and pick you up. That way you ain't got car maintenance. You don't have any of that. See, we don't look at that in real life. We too busy trying to buy. Because that's what you're doing. You buying people to buy into you. I just don't understand it. And it's heavy in our community. Y'all say, I only want to sell to black people. So then if the white man said and go back to the white only side, then y'all screaming racism. See, we don't realize what we speak could be a big problem in our life because we speaking only blacks, only this. Okay, that's fine. I only want to cater to black people. I'm only selling black for black people. But you fail to realize everything that you're speaking could be problems within your life. We don't understand that life will throw us a curveball as soon as we think we got everything together. The biggest curveball could hit us as soon as we think we got everything together. Life is so precious, and you're going to waste your time on trying to bring somebody else down versus lifting yourself up, holding your head up high, and being somebody for yourself. You guys are so wrapped up on materialistic lifestyles. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she got a body and this and that. Okay, who the hell cares? Everybody got a body. May not be the sexiest body, may not be the most whatever, prestigious body. But we all have a body. And y'all are too busy worried about somebody else's body. We all got flaws. Some of y'all got acne real bad. Some of y'all got bruises on your body or marks on your body. The only reason why you're so worried about what somebody else is doing is because you're not happy with your own self. You're sitting back and you're worried about how this lady just got a promotion at her job and you didn't get it. Well, ask yourself, what did you do to deserve a promotion? Did you work as hard as this lady to get this promotion? Did you do the project when they told you it was that they wanted you to do it, or did you wait a day or two before it was due to rush and do it? You up in the wee hours of the night that before it's due to be turned in, and your work looks sloppy. You didn't get a time, you didn't start it when they gave it to you. I used to do that. You give me something to do, I wait till the last minute. Then I had to realize my own self, this look a mess. Had I started it when they first gave it to me, I wouldn't have this problem. I could have made it. I could have got to this point right here. And all I'm doing is making a little bit of an adjustment, making a few corrections and changes. But we so worried about tearing down somebody else that we're not doing the things we need to do. So I just wanted to come on here this morning, and this was like a rant, to tell African-American black women, stop tearing each other down. Go get you some damn business. Mind your own business. Stop looking for a problem within somebody else and look at yourself and say, I'm wrong because all I do is speak negative. I'm wrong because all I do is post dark stuff. Everything I post is dark. Everything around me is dark. Dark means everything, you got nothing but negative energy around you. You can save yourself and you can get out of that. It takes one thing. Let it go. Let go of whatever you're dealing with. Get some help. Seek out help from somebody and say, listen, I realize I might not be speaking right. Can you help me be happy or get happy like you are? Or do you mind if I learn from you how to maneuver through life? But some of y'all pride ain't gonna let y'all do that because your envious behavior, you've lied about it for so long. And you've accused people of attacking you when those people, they got from around you. They moved out of your space. They moved over here and they found happiness. So take today as Friday and work on you. Start today, do the weekend, wake up fresh on Monday, and bring brightness into your life. Ain't nobody in competition with nobody. You should only be in competition with yourself to do better than you did the day before. Have a wonderful Friday and enjoy life. Bye-bye.